Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Tuesday morning. It's just gone 9:30. And this is my response to a nomination for the Leibster Award from Audio Boo's very own daylight gambler, Phil Sorrell. I think I might just drop in there. I don't think the Leibster Award is actually any kind of an award. And even if it is, I don't think I'm eligible to win it. But I was aware of this Leibster Award from just seeing it sort of banded around on Twitter and Google Plus and the like, from what I consider to be the big boy bloggers, you know, the well-respected sort of mostly outdoor bloggers that I follow around. I was quite surprised when a nomination dropped into my little inbox from Phil. But more than happy to take up the challenge. It's basically just a little sort of question and answer chain letter, if you like. Essentially, whoever nominates you asks 11 questions, which you're obliged to answer. In this case, Phil has asked me 11 interesting questions. And I also have to provide 11 random facts about myself. I then also have to nominate 5 other bloggers and create 11 brand new questions to post to those 5 new bloggers, and hopefully they will carry on, and it should become a huge chain. It can't really be an award because nobody could possibly sit through all of these blogs and judge them. I don't, but maybe I'm wrong. Hey, whatever. So anyway, I'm on a 10-minute free account because I'm a cheapskate. So I better crack on so I can hopefully squeeze all this in. So I'll start by answering Phil's questions to me. Question one, what is your most treasured bit of kit? That's outdoor kit we're talking about. I've just bought a load of new stuff, so anything that I might have bought may become, may take the place of this, but at the minute it has to be my Berghauser Rett Fusion 45 rucksack. That probably sounds like gobbledygook to some of you, but it's an amazing bit of kit. I don't know how old it is. I bought it about 6 years ago from a friend of mine who dragged me out of my hill walking hiatus. And I only paid a few quid for it. I don't know how old it was when I bought it, but it's in perfect condition. It's showing no signs of weakness or old age, and that will stay with me for a long time. I really love that bit of kit. It doesn't even fit me properly, really. It's a bit too small on the back system for me, but I love it. It's so comfortable to walk with, and it's such a tough bit of kit. So that's my Berghauser Rett Fusion rucksack. Number two, what's your favourite place outdoors? Well, that's easy. It's a very specific spot. Just as you come off the final scramble at the top of Stride and Edge onto the summit of Helvellyn in the Lake District, if you turn back and look along the ridge. In fact, I will include that image as my Audio Boo art. Looking back along the ridge of Stride and Edge is just the best place in the world. I love it. I've been up there so many times, seen it in all weather conditions, and I never, ever, ever fail to be moved by it. It's just an amazing spot. So that was an easy one for me to answer. Who's your favourite person to walk with? That has to be my old mate, Dave. We were in the raft together years ago. We've been friends ever since. And we've been through a lot in more ways than one. He's one of those guys that we know each other so well that, you know, if we're talking while we're walking, it's very easy conversation, very relaxed. Or there are just times when we can just walk for, you know, ages without saying a word, and we don't need to. Do you know what I mean? It's that comfort of silence with somebody who you know really well, and that it's never awkward. So yeah, it has to be Dave. Although recently I've sort of started walking with a few new crowds of people. To be honest, crowds is the wrong word. I've met quite a few new guys to walk with through various social media outlets, through photo groups that I'm involved in, through Flickr, through social hiking, sharedadventure.com is a link on my blog, and through Twitter, and I'm gradually building up a new circle of people to walk with through, and many of those guys are amazing too. So you know, there are others, but it has to be my old mate Dave. Excuse me, just because of the longevity of our relationship. What's your favourite walk? Well, that ties in nicely with question two, really, because to get to that place at the top of Stride and Edge, I would go from Glen Ridding Car Park up past Lanty's Tarn to Hole in the Wall, and then we'd cross Stride and Edge. I sit at the top, obviously, and take in that stunning view. And then from the summit of Helvellyn, we'd walk along to sort of Whiteside and Rays, and then descend through the ancient mines at Greenside. It's an amazing place, that. Especially if you get it in good weather, it's usually really quiet down there. It's not a very popular route, and you can see there's just lumps of waste stone in the ground where it's been dug out over, as far as I'm aware, I think it goes back to a couple of thousand years old. It's a really amazing place, and on the right day with nobody else around, it can be really sort of ethereal. I do love it there. It's a special route. Question 5, outdoor swimming, not a chance or yes please? I've never tried it. I would like to have a go if I could pluck up the courage. I've used to do a bit of jet skiing when I was in the RAF, and I've kind of had a few spectacular crashes and ended up in a very cold Oxfordshire lake a few times, but I've never actually sort of just stripped off and jumped in the water, which I think I should do one day, maybe a mountain town or something. That's on my bucket list, and maybe I'll have to do that quite soon. I have an idea. What first encouraged you to get outdoors? Well, many days of bird watching with my dad when I was very young sort of gave me the sort of inspiration and made me appreciate what is out there. But my hill walking passion, which is my sort of main outdoors love, was during a family holiday when I was probably 11 or 12, and we walked from Lulworth Cove in Dorset up to the cliff top above Durdle Door, which is a spectacular feature. And I can just remember it was a scorching hot day. It was one of these, you know, where it was always hotter than Spain here. You know, I'm talking like years ago, obviously. I can just remember feeling utterly exhausted, but that feeling of satisfaction as we kind of topped out and I got that first view from the top of the cliff, it was just tremendous. It was no epic trek, but, you know, that's it. That gave me the buzz, and I just wanted to walk bigger and bigger and harder things. So that was it. Durdle Door on a family holiday 30-odd years ago. Number 7, why audio? Well, I've just done a blog about that, so if you find my audiobook, which is Audio is King, or on my blog post, which is Audio is King at black73cat.co.uk, that will answer question 7 quite comfortably, I hope. Number 8, if money was no object, what item of kit would you buy? Well, it's a tough one. I've got nothing really. There are quite a lot of things I would like to buy, but nothing sort of specific and, you know, massively expensive. But I would just really like to be able to be in a position to upgrade the kit that I own to sort of smaller and lighter, because that costs a lot of money to do that. To move up from, I'm sort of mid-range, my gear is mostly mid-range stuff. I don't buy budget kit very often, but even mid-range stuff, if you spend double, treble what I've spent, you know, we'll get something a lot smaller, a lot lighter, and a lot easier to pack in my rucksack. A general upgrade, I would guess. What 3 things would you want with you if stranded on a desert island? 3 simple things, really. A decent knife. We saw your water filter. That would just save an awful lot of hassle. And a book to tell me what vegetation is safe to eat, because no matter how many times I watch Ray Mears or how many books I read and then put back on my shelf, when I actually go out into the Bondu, I can never remember what I can eat and what I can't, and I'm terrified. I'd probably end up poisoning myself within a week. Those 3 things would be ideal. But I would love to do that. I would love to be stranded on a desert island. Listen back to my earlier audio booze, The Island with Bear Grylls. Yes. What is your next planned adventure, big or small? I'm off for a one-night wild camp on this Saturday, but coincidentally, as I was typing this last night, myself and Dean Reed were plotting and planning a multi-day trek in the Lake District, and that looks like it's going to come to fruition, so I'm really blooming excited about that. And then question 11, the final question, do you prefer to be outdoors when it's baking hot or freezing cold? And that has to be freezing cold every single time. I love walking in bad weather, or even just cold weather. I just love it. I love it. Right. I have run out of time almost for this. So I'm going to have to do this in a 2-parter rather than just rushing through. So I will come back with part 2 very soon, which will have the 11 random facts about me. And it will also have my nominations and my questions to the bloggers I have chosen to pass on this challenge to. So thanks for listening to this one, and I will catch you in hopefully just a few minutes if you care to click on the next item below. Thanks for listening, guys, and I will speak to you again in a few minutes.